Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, Rebuilding the Path to the Middle Class, by John Hope Bryant, performed by J.D. Jackson.
This book is dedicated to the unfinished agenda of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his strategist in the movement for human dignity and empowerment, my personal hero, Ambassador Andrew Young. Dr. King's efforts for the Poor People's Campaign was cut short by an assassination before it ever had a chance to rise up and engage a nation's better angels. Foreword. John Hope Bryant has made a wonderful, original, and visionary contribution for all of those who want to see economic inequality shrink in their lifetime. Business executives, take note and follow the steps in this book. Every high school senior or college freshman should read this book, and every teacher who's teaching economics or religion also must read this book. John Bryant has condensed more information and experience in a couple of hundred pages than most any other book I've recently read. What he says is not new, but it's presented in a fashion that is not primarily academic or intellectual, nor is it simply a collection of business models and statistics. It really is quite prophetic. This book is in the tradition of John Maynard Keynes' The Economic Consequences of the Peace, written in 1919 and ignored until the Marshall Plan was proposed in 1947. It is in the tradition of University of Michigan professor C.K. Prahalad, who wrote about the fortune at the bottom of the pyramid. It is in the tradition of Muhammad Yunus, the poor people's banker, and the Grameen Bank experience in Bangladesh. And John reminds us most of all that America is a summary of all of these economic thinkers, as well as the vision of Isaiah springing with hope eternal from the ashes of a destroyed Jerusalem. John Bryant used to worry me to death, and then suddenly I realized it was not worry, it was a warning. He was calling me to life, and he was calling me to realize that one cannot afford to slow down or be tired, even after 80 years of struggle. I realized that there is too much to do, that there is an urgency in today's economy and on today's planet that can only be answered with the energy and vitality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?